facts of life, and anyone who tries to deny it wears a tie and gets paid to lie.
You gotta ask, what is in it for those who are not wearing the ties but still aren't being completely honest with us? All right. For decades and decades, Democratic and Republican presidents looking out for our national monuments, but President Trump going his own way, doing it differently. And a breakthrough, what they're calling breathtaking betrayal of the unifying goals, President Trump has put many of our cherished monuments on the chopping block. And he wants to expose some of our most treasured lands and waters to more mining, more drilling, and more commercial development. Ladies and gentlemen, should we honestly care about this land on which we live? Should we care about the water? Should we care about the air? Should it make a difference? Or should we just be going about the business of developing as much as we can, cutting down as many trees as we need to in order to develop as much as we can? Do we get to a point where the law of diminishing returns kicks in, and we eventually begin to get out of what we're doing only what we're putting into it? But then before long, we're not even breaking even. We're not getting back the equivalent of what we're taking away. Because you can best believe, now remember, the trees help with pollution. They help us with our breathing. The vegetation takes in the carbon dioxide that we breathe out. The green space, the environment, the lush environments help us mentally, emotionally, spiritually. It helps us strengthen our bonds as family members as we go out and spend this time together enjoying the beauty and the grandeur, the majesty of so many of our monuments. And who knows how much money is saved in mental health costs, etc., simply because so many families are able to remain healthier as individuals and as families, partly because of the time they spend in these national monuments. Remember, we've been told by experts that there is a lot of good that comes from experiences. You're talking about people who have jobs, they're being paid, and of course we know that there's no need for us to assume that as commercial development picks up and industry picks up and mining picks up, that people are going to be receiving tremendously good pay. Think about the health impact on the people who do the actual mining. Think about some of the horror stories we've already heard about and read about when it comes to the way the owners of the mines conduct their business, particularly with regards to safety of the miners, the people actually going into the ground, into the danger zones. The law of diminishing returns, where we eventually find that if we were to look at everything involved, that we'll eventually be not only failing to break even, we'll actually be losing more than we're putting in if we go this route of taking away national monuments for the sake of people who want to make more money, the folks at the top who want to make more money by going the route of the mines, the commercial buildings, etc. The Antiquities Act, which Theodore Roosevelt signed into law in 1906, empowers every president to designate special places for protection as monuments in the public interest. It doesn't entitle any president to look backward and strip away those protections that are already in place. Would you believe that President Donald Trump is the first president to disregard the Antiquities Act and start taking away from national monuments instead of maintaining or adding to? In an April executive order, he directed U.S. Department of the Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke to review the status of 27 national monuments created during the past 21 years with the idea of scaling back or even eliminating monument protections for lands that have been long coveted by leaders of industry and commercial interests. Among the monuments on the list are Giant Sequoia of California, the Northeastern Canyons, and Seamounts Marine National Monuments. Some of this that I'm sharing with you comes before the decision was made, and some of it announced more recently, because this comes from August of this year, what I'm sharing with you now. But I want to share it with you anyway so that you get an idea of where our president is taking us. He's already made some decisions as to which monuments will be eliminated, which will be reduced, etc. But I want to give you this full accounting so that you have an idea of, well, where the nation's going to be taken during the next few years, where it is already being taken with people in full support of it. Seamounts Marine National Monument, which is the so-called Grand Canyon of the Atlantic off the New England coast. There's a national monument in Hawaii on the list. Also, Nevada's Gold Butte, which is host to thousands of Native American petroglyphs and vital habitat for desert bighorn sheep, great horned owls, and other rare wildlife. Remember now, we need to be caring about these creatures that our Creator has created and put on His earth. Carrizo Plain, often called California's Serengeti, and the Katahdin Woods and Waters of Maine. Past presidents designated these places only after years of analysis, public input, and review. How many of you prefer being able to give your input regarding national monuments and their fates? Past presidents have included the public. They relied on exhaustive research, stakeholder engagement, and dialogue with business owners, farmers, ranchers, anglers, hunters, tour guides, and others. And they put in place professional plans that conserve and curate the habitat, the wildlife, the archaeological deposits, and sacred sites that make each monument a unique part of the national story that we share. In turn, these preserved places have become economic engines. Studies show the growth of local economies surrounding national monuments after they're designated, improving personal income levels and employment rates. All that deserves to be respected, not swept aside. 98% of Americans want to leave the monuments alone.